The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I felt like, for just one day earlier, that I had become a suburban white woman. For just one day. And I say that jokingly because I had never been a part of a reformer class. And, you know, I am the typical guy that goes to Lifetime that's going to get his cardio in, treadmill, stairs, will do his ab work, will do the free weights, other machines. And that's about it, right? But sometimes you got to step out of your comfort zone. And I did that earlier today at Lifetime in Highland Park. And joining me now, her name is Madden Zappa, studio leader and CTR instructor at Lifetime Highland Park. Joining me here, courtesy of the John Schuster Coyle Banker Hotline. And Madden, I appreciate you joining me. Madden was somebody in the class that saw me struggling mightily. But with that being said, I wanted to talk about what we did today, but also talk about what CTR is, because in life, I think that there are a lot of stereotypes when we talk about fitness, right? Like if I was to throw out and say, just and this is a old school reference. I know that Natalie Bushaw is going to kill me for bringing up Gold's Gym, but back in the day, right? Back in the heavy bodybuilding days, back in the '70s, you had like Gold's Gym, and you would think, you know, the grunt guys, right? Well, nowadays when we have certain different techniques and things with regards to staying fit, people think it's for women, and it's not just for women. So let's start with just the basic question of, what exactly is CTR?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, can I just say you didn't struggle today, that you totally crushed class.
No, you're making me feel good, but you know, there's no need for that. I'm a novice.
I just want to put it out there. You crushed it. But yeah, today we went through our newest format at Lifetime called CTR, which stands for Core Tone Reform, and it's a musically driven, athletic based reformer workout.
Yeah, and I was the funny thing about it is that when I do things like, for instance, Bikram yoga, I'm in a class and I'm not like a yogi, I love to do it because I love, you know, the hot room, and I love doing yoga and stuff like that, whatever, and it's different for me. I can kind of look around and kind of watch other people. This one's unique in that when you're using the platform that you're working, it's not something where you can like just kind of like easily follow, but that's why you got to continue to do it, you know, time after time, so you can kind of get it down.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just like what you said for yoga, you can look around and see the other students in the room, what they're doing. The one different thing about CTR, it's not that you can't do that, but we're working with equipment that's really unstable and requires a lot of core engagement to stay in the movement. As soon as you start rotating your head or moving your spine, your balance gets tossed off. So it makes it really challenging at the same time.
Yeah. So when did it start at Lifetime?
Yeah, the very first club started it in summer of 2025 out in Southern California. So we've been running these classes now at almost 40 clubs in Lifetime for about a year and a half now.
Yeah. So we're talking to Madden Zappa. She's studio leader and CTR instructor at Lifetime Highland Park, here on the Lake Show News Talk, A30 WCCO. How would you say CTR is different from traditional Pilates?
Oh, it's so different. The similarities are that they both use a reformer, but as you experienced today, we are moving at a much faster pace. It's all musically driven and much more, I don't want to say athletic, that is not the right word, but we're moving at a faster pace, where as traditional Pilates, you use the reformer, but you're also going to use chair, Cadillac, tower. There's so many other tools that you'll use compared to CTR.
Why would you, in your opinion, why do you think that reformer workouts are becoming so popular at the moment?
Ooh, that's such a good question. I think that because you're building strength and it's low impact, which I think is really trending right now, that we're learning that you don't have to go from 0 to 100 to get an amazing workout. You don't have to be in zone 4 all the time, that you can still get a really good workout. You can still build strength. You can still really target deep muscles while still working at low impact.
You know, one of the things that I really kind of liked about the workout earlier is that, and it's so unique and it's so different, is that when you're using that platform, but at the same time, you've got like a ball that you have that's a part of the workout, you know, where you have it between your knees and you use it to move around. You've also actually got like weights. It forces you to utilize muscles that we don't always use on a day-to-day.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Totally. You could be out there on the fitness floor and using the squat rack or using the resistance machines, but as soon as you come onto a reformer, you're going to wake up muscles that you didn't even know existed in your body.
Yeah, and I think that the thing that made me feel the best about today, even though I'm a novice and I had no idea what I was doing, but the thing that I really liked, though, when I walked away from it, was that there were certain movements that I was able to get down, and when I was able to get those down and not struggle with them, I could feel it in my core.
Yes. Yeah, I always say that the first class is the most challenging because you're brand new to using a reformer. You're understanding how to move around with the equipment, use the springs. But the more you come to class and understand how the springs work, how to actually use the reformer, you begin to get way more out of it because you are a little bit more intentional in understanding how to actually engage your body in certain ways.
All right, so right now, it's offered at 4 clubs. That will be Target Center, Eden Prairie Flagship, Plymouth, Highland Park, and soon to be in Eagan. When we see CTR, who would you say it's designed for? Is it designed for beginners? Is it, you know, designed for experienced exercisers? Like, or is it for everybody?
I truly think it can be for everybody. If you have zero experience on a reformer, we want you in class. Our instructors are able to set you up for success so you feel comfortable using the reformer. And then if you are an active weightlifter, we want you into this class as well. We want everybody to be getting their hands on a reformer and seeing just how beneficial this workout can be and how complementary it can be to all fitness styles and levels.
All right, so keep it real with me, Madden. CTR for guys, your thoughts?
Y'all need to be getting into the studio and into this class.
Are you trying to kill me? how many guys?
No,
actually, from a percentage standpoint, though, I mean, I know there's not an exact number, and I don't want an exact number, but kind of ballpark, like how many, percentage-wise, how many guys do you feel like are starting to get into it?
I would say I'm seeing a few more men every single week experiencing the class. I would love to be seeing more, but they're definitely the minority of the people in the class.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I loved, and it was cool to do the class today at Highland Park, is that Highland Park as a facility, it opened back in 1995, but they've done a phenomenal job of remodeling it. I have actually worked out at the gym. Prior to today, I worked out probably in the last month. I've worked out there at least 3 or 4 times. I know a couple of times before I went up to a St. Thomas basketball games here in the latter half of the season. But to talk about just the facility itself.
The remodel that Lifetime has done with this club is phenomenal. It is a stunning facility and a beautiful athletic country club. We expanded and added almost 20,000 square feet within the last year to our club. We have a beautiful turf strip. We have a recovery space. The fitness facility, in the sense of the lifting space, has doubled in square footage. We have a brand new Alpha space, a GTX space. We have a state-of-the-art Pilates studio. The club is gorgeous. So for anyone listening who hasn't been yet, please come and visit. It's gorgeous.
All right, so what the typical class goes for how long, like in terms of length? If somebody out there is listening and they're a lifetime member and they're like, you know what, maybe I'll, you know, take Madden up on that and I want to go stop in. Is it like a 45-minute class? Is it an hour-long class? Roughly, what are we looking at?
Great question. I would say the majority of our classes are 45 minutes.
Okay. That's a nice little sweet spot there. It's like more than the 30 minutes that people are, you know, generally typically told, you know, you need to be a part of something for at least 30 minutes a day. But like, I like to be at Lifetime and hang out for at least about a good 90 minutes, because I know after the class that we did today, I ran, got in the sauna, hopped in the shower, and then I bolted out, and I loved everything about it. I will say this. I love my routine that I do, but every now and then you got to switch it up and have your body kind of like guessing and really tweaking things, because when you switch up and your body doesn't see it coming, that's when you get the maximum effort out of your body with regards to, you know, trying to improve it.
Totally, totally. And I think that's what a lot of our members are seeing with this class, CTR in particular, that we have a handful of members that this is their main go-to, and we're seeing them 3-4 times a week in class. But we also see a handful of members that they are so excited that it's here and it's complementing everything else that they're doing in the club.
All right, final question for you, and then I'll let you go. What benefits do people see from reformer-based training?
Yeah, so you're building strength in a different way because you're working with resistance rather than weight. But the beautiful thing about a reformer is your core has to be engaged in every single movement that we're doing. So you're going to see a lot of core strength build. You're going to see your stability improve, your flexibility, your mobility, in addition to your strength.
Madden, it was a pleasure being in the class today. I know that you weren't leading the class, but I'm going to double back. I'll come back to Highland. Give me a little bit of time, but I want to be in one of the classes that you're instructing, because I want you to take it a little bit easy on me, right?
I'm going to hold you to that.
I appreciate you giving me some time tonight on the Lake Show. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care. That's Madden Zappa, studio leader and CTR instructor at Lifetime Highland Park, joining us here on the Lake Show.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.